that's moving. Martin, many congratulations. That was a very dangerous opponent that you've put away there.
Yeah, you know, I wasn't taking today lightly at all. I know how good he is. You know, he's one of these players in match play that will just never go away, and that's a compliment in match play. You know, he's a great putter, great wedge game, and, you know, in par fives, you look like you've got him, and then he ends up playing the par fives in 5-under today, the four par fives. So, I'm obviously very happy to go through.
Step up in form today?
Yeah, I played really well today. You know, I played good yesterday, but I made two or three kind of mistakes, wrong clubs. I didn't do any of that today. Just, had one bad drive on one of the early holes in the desert. Apart from that, played very solid. You know, I think I didn't know how many, just heard I made 8 birdies today. So anytime you make 8 birdies, you're obviously happy.
Now, it looks like you're going to be playing Paul Laurie tomorrow, which means a Scot is going to be through to the very late stages here by definition. What are your thoughts about taking on Paul?
Yeah, you know, it's just the way the draw worked out. You know, it would have been good to see two of us through, but, the way it's looking, if he manages to close out his match today, it will be the two of us going at it tomorrow, which will, be good. But, hopefully I'm the one going through. But if not, I'll be happy that there's another Scot in the quarterfinal, that's for sure.
Do you know each other well?
You know, not too well. Played a couple of practice rounds with him, when I've been back for the Scottish Open and stuff. But, had a chat with him this week for 5 minutes. But, we don't know each other too well, but... I'm sure there won't be too much chatting going on tomorrow either.
I guess as a young lad growing up in Scotland, that would have coincided with his Open Championship victory, so you must have celebrated that when it happened.
Oh yeah, I remember when he won the Open. I remember he came just that year, 1999, he came to a Scotland coaching session. It was, I would have been 17 then, and he came to a boys' session and, had a talk to us and gave us little lessons and things. And I remember, looking up to him then thinking, this is where I want to go. I want to be holding the trophy like he is. And, it's kind of funny now I'm playing him tomorrow out here in Arizona.
It's the apprentice against the master then.
Exactly. As I said, he's been such a good European Tour player for so long. He was definitely one of the guys growing up I used to watch. And, it'll be fun. I don't know how his match stands, but if it is the two of us tomorrow, it'll be good.
We certainly won't use any of those answers if he loses, but he is looking good. As a final thought, just how excited are you at the way that the week is unfolding now?
Yeah, I like this golf course. I feel very comfortable playing desert golf. I was disappointed last year. I played well and got beat by a better player in the day. So I've been looking forward to getting back here this year. And, I played well the first two rounds, and I had to, winning up the last yesterday and only 2-1 today. So, it doesn't really matter who you've got. When you're the top 64 players in the world, you're going to have to play good most days to win. And, my game's feeling good, so I'm looking forward to the rest of the week.
Well, good luck. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Thank you. Cheers.